Dan McKenzie, Greensboro, North Carolina. Money is the root of all evil. That's what I was raised to believe. The only people who possessed money were neurotics, crooks, the scourge of humanity, or a depraved combination of all three. These beliefs, which were deeply entrenched in my close, large family and voiced with certainty by my highly cynical father, left a deep mark. Apparently, once humans stopped being hunters and gatherers, we started marching toward doom and gloom. The more successful you were, the more immersed into the educational and political system you became, the more brainwashed you were. Financial success was akin to being sucked into hell. There was no greater stupidity than deluding yourself and wasting your time thinking about money. Doing so literally damned you for all eternity. Obviously, a pretty major obstacle to financial awareness, much less success, stood in my way. I knew there was a lot to learn, but I lacked mentors. No close friends or associates who managed to leap over the wall to financial freedom were in my immediate circle of influence. Most daunting of all, I held no clear, consistent direction of what to do with money or how to earn it. Most people have so thoroughly accepted themselves as they are, they give little or no thought as to how they got that way. But as the fifth child of eight in my family, or maybe because of it, that was not my case. I tried to overcome fear, cynicism, and negativity very early in my life, and I wanted to find my own path. I often wondered why some people seemed to have everything and others went through life with the barest of necessities. Intimately familiar with the latter, I wanted to experience the former. I thought working hard was the answer. While most of my classmates were playing sports or participating in extracurricular school activities, I flipped donuts for $1.50 an hour before and after class my last couple of years of high school. From the get-go, I knew that being an employee was not for me, but I didn't know what to do about it or how. After I graduated, I learned to trade and became a cabinet maker who fashioned high-end pieces. But after the business went from producing custom fine woodworking to mass-produced particle board and formica boxes, I became disenchanted. Moving on, I was employed by several highly successful businesses in my small Ohio hometown, but ended up quitting each one. Many friends were quick to voice their ridicule. After all, what was I thinking? Leaving great jobs others wanted so badly? As it happened, a bigger concern was taking over my attention. During the course of every job I held, I sat down with a notepad and calculated my expenses and what my projected income would be 20 years hence. Even with raises, nothing seemed to change much. No matter how terrific the job was, after expenses, I still couldn't figure out how I was going to live the life I desired. It was during these introspection sessions that I would see my father's face and hear his words. "You are wasting your time. You can't beat the system. Give up." Like a bad song, I couldn't get it out of my head. His chronic negativity just played over and over. What else could I do? Drop out of society like he had? Live like a hermit? No, I wanted to experience what having money felt like. At that point, I made up my mind I wanted to be a millionaire by the time I turned 30. Travel the world, own 2 houses, one in the United States and one overseas, and meet Farrah Fawcett. After all, this was the 70s. There was a big problem to confront as a result of my decision. I felt lost and without direction. I had nowhere to turn. Nonetheless, I hunted for job after job, advancing in my career via trial and error, until I attained positions normally held by degreed college students. I'd wanted to attend college, but I'd ended up far too busy traveling the world to find the time to sit in classrooms for 4 years. By the time my high school classmates finished their higher education, I'd been to over 50 countries and hundreds of international cities.